This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show. Meets the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf. There's Tim Allen. You heard the laugh of Bill Baby Tosh Mid. Yeah, so you know.
Can that not always be a
you
thing?
You know, he is here. What?
Is that? Is it really that bad?
Well, I mean, when the first thing that they hear when I turn on the microphones.
You need to get that pitch up. Pitch it up a little bit.
Somebody tweeted me a video of like a hyena yelling.
And it was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really
was.
He goes,
you could just put this on, you know, an audio track. And whenever you thought Baby Tao should be in the building, you could just play that. I was like, dude, you can't be. The boss is on Twitter, man. That makes me very.
And he'll know a hyena
very
could do Baby
Tao's
job. We don't want that.
That's true.
Bucks win 104-95, now 23
with a jungle cat
and 20,
here.
Just past the halfway point of the season. What midterm grade would you give them? 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 105.7 FM. The fan, quick check of the box score. We'll start with Malcolm Brogdon, 37 minutes, 5 of 11 from the field, 2 of 5 from the three-point line, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. He had 16 points. I can talk. 3 rebounds.
I'll give you a D.
And 4 assists. Eric Bledsoe in 38 minutes. 8 of 15 from the field. 3 of 5 from 3-point land. 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. He also had 4 rebounds and 23 points on the afternoon. Chris Middleton in 41 minutes. 9 of 16 from the field. 0 of 1 from the 3-point line. 1 of 4 from the free throw line. He had 6 rebounds and 19 points. John Henson in 31 minutes. He goes 2 for 6 from the field. No free throw or three-point attempts. He did grab 8 rebounds, threw in 4 points. Big day again for Giannis Antetokounmpo. 39 points, 9 of 23 from the field, 9 of 15 from the free throw line, 27 points, 20 rebounds, 6 assists. And off the bench, Tony Snell, your high scorer, with 6 points in 15 minutes. He was 2 of 3 from the field, 2 of 2 from the three-point line.
So you said 39 minutes for Giannis, not points.
Yeah, 27 points, 20 boards. First time he's done that in his career. Go for 2020.
Nice.
On the final day of NBA fan voting for the All-Star game.
Outstanding.
Maybe that gives him the push to be the captain for the East.
Get your votes in on Twitter.
Yeah.
You like how he said NBA he vote. Wants to be a captain so he can pick LeBron and then try to woo him to Milwaukee in free agency.
Did he say that?
I really like the guy.
Really?
Yeah. Man. One can always dream.
One thing at a time.
Never know, man.
What's your midterm grade for these Bucks? 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 105.7 FM. The fan. Let's go to Justin, all the way down in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now you're on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. What's up, Justin?
Yeah, I've been up here doing sit ups and push ups the whole time on hold because I'm so excited about this win.
It's probably jacked up.
Excited, Rami. Oh, I'm jacked, Rami. You know, first of all, happy MLK, Timmy.
Thank you.
Same to
hey,
you,
we
dude.
Work on holidays, man. We have no problem doing it.
Hey, Timmy, we know you got that big check, so you work whenever that check's due. We know you, Timmy. You got the check.
Yeah, it must be nice.
We should be playing some audio from Martin Luther King, honestly. Shouldn't we?
We should, man.
Well, I did the Gary Jewelry Center read. I could probably reiterate some
no,
I have
honestly,
a dream.
Honestly, we should.
I could probably do one.
A great man. Go ahead.
Possibly the most important American of all time.
Maybe.
So, Tim, I got to call you out for one thing. You know, you're my favorite Brewers guy, but you fumbled a little bit on this Bucks stuff.
Okay.
We can't call out the Bucks for underachieving when you've seen me, Tim. You've seen me, Rami. You've seen me, Baby Tows. Don Maker weighs what I do, playing the backup center.
That's
we can't
true.
Have that. Like, losing, if we don't understand how valuable Monroe was to this team, when we're playing that game in Miami and he sits down in the post and he gets 4 or 5 points in that post and stops the run, that's valuable to this team. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you're saying you agree with Jason Kidd and saying that expectations are too high, right?
I think so, but I still would give this team a C-plus because, you know, and we got to call out some Bucks fans. Let's call out some Bucks fans, Tim, because we call out Brewers fans, call out some Bucks fans. Let's call out all you Bucks fans that wanted Jason Kidd fired. Now he has a great road win after a bad road loss. Let's call out all you Bucks fans that talked about how Middleton was garbage. He wasn't this. He wasn't that. Milton played a good game today. Pretty good game. And that's what he's going to do. He's a mid-range scorer. So sometimes he's going to go for 4 for 17, 32% from the floor, and sometimes he's going to go for 40. So we got to understand that his middle game, as long as his middle game, no pun intended for Middleton, is 25 and 4, that's what we need.
Yeah, but Justin, to an extent, I agree with you, but at some point you got to start looking at Chris Middleton. He's second in the league in minutes right now. And with his inconsistent scoring, as you just pointed out, how much can you really count on him if you're trying to be one of those top four teams in the East?
Can I get one last point, and then I'll go?
Love to.
One last point. So we call Middleton out for Middleton's shortcomings, right? We call Bledsoe out for his shortcomings. But I feel like as a Bucks fan base, we do not call out. I know Giannis is our guy, just like Middleton, just like Bledsoe are. But Giannis also, the entire team played terrible. We can't just look at Middleton for the Golden State and the Miami loss as solely on him.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis had terrible turnovers, and I feel like because he's so great and he's Greek the Freak, he gets a pass. The entire team plays bad. They all play bad. I don't look at either one. I look at them all as a whole. But my biggest thing, Baby Tauce, is his defense. Because when we're looking at Middleton, right, let's look at the Golden State game real quick, and we'll look at the Miami game. He's switching out playing the 4 and 5. You can't expect this guy to come down and kill a 2. And keep in mind, they have him as a 2, and he's really a 3, but he's guarding a 4 and 5.
Yeah, they've made him into a very, okay, very versatile guy.
Hey, let me ask you, Justin. Raleigh, North Carolina. So the Andy Griffith Show, is there a Mayberry, or was that a made-up city?
No, there's absolutely a Mayberry. That joint about 4 hours west. Asheville. So if I drive to Milwaukee, I drive straight through that Big Tail.
Yeah. So yeah, don't speed through Mayberry, Barney.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Hey, what are we talking about?
Talk later.
What was that?
Can I call back in later for Packers talk? Because I got some Packers stuff too, Rami.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Post game and Packers after that.
Yes. Yes. It's
and
a
then
holiday.
Hot Stove Weekly we'll after that. So yeah. So just stay tuned.
Thanks
right here.
The call,
keep it locked.
Just leave them on hold.
Packers, Bucks, and Brewers. We're lit today.
Yeah. And thanks for the call, Justin. And I hope we do have time to get to that Packers conversation we were planning on having. And I hope that Tim Allen is as honest
the
with
Andy
you as he was with
what
me
this?
When
this
we
is
had
one of
that
the best,
conversation.
This is one of the best shows
what is
ever.
This?
This is the best show ever.
Also
one
starring
the best
Don
show
Knox.
Ever. What is it?
It's the Andy Griffith,
Andy Griffith
show.
Griffin?
No, Griffith.
Griffith.
Yeah.
So what was
okay,
it?
Okay, Leroy.
No, what was it?
Because he calls him Andy Griffin.
It was. What do you mean?
It's
what was
Mayberry,
it?
North was Carolina. It's a little podunk town that had a sheriff and a deputy, and it was good. It's a good show.
Oh yeah, sure. Sounds like a lot of people that would have had that first charm that we were talking about on the male bracelet were watching that show.
When you try to describe it, I end up going, how was this a show?
Well, no, it was a
that's what I'm wondering. I've never seen it.
No, it was I've seen it.
One of the early sitcoms.
I know. I know what Mayberry was. I know what the Andy Griffith show was. I think I'm just old enough to know what it is, but not to have really watched it.
Oh, you got to watch it, man.
I feel bad because as many people don't like the millennial generation, if that was the first kind of sitcoms that you guys had, I'm glad I was born in the 90s.
When I was going to college, it was, you know, it wasn't my area, but down the road a piece, they would smoke a bunch of weed and watch Andy Griffith for the night.
That's what it sounds like when you say, well, it was a town and there was this
and,
sheriff.
And it
and
was
then,
so cool with Ernest T.
And
Bass.
Then, and then they would always make these jokes about people. It was pretty funny, man.
That's pretty cool.
See if you can explain the shot of the game like a stoner.
Challenge accepted.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Let's get tonight's Dave and Buster's shot of the game. Dave and Buster's Wauwatosa, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Shot of the game.
And the Bucks take it. Middleton. Let's go for three.
That rim looks a little bit bigger when you take that three-point shot.
And that was the second of back-to-back threes. Or Eric Bledsoe.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to explain it. Do you want me to go?
Okay, yeah. that was the normal interpretation of it. Now you explain
okay,
it
shall
as
I go?
A stoner.
As a stoner.
Okay, okay yeah. Should I go?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the Bucks were playing the Wizards today. in Washington, and
were they real wizards?
No. No.
You have to use the word like a lot.
So John Wall was on the Wizards, and he plays point guard, and Eric Bledsoe plays point guard too. And so like John Wall was like taking over in the first half, man. Like he had like 22 points, and dude, it was nuts. So the Bucks were trying to get back, and they had a lead, and then they didn't. Cause the Wizards scored like 13 points in a row.
I'm gonna have to cut you off.
And then
Oh, Spark is listening right now. He's not happy.
Hey, he is not happy.
Hey,
not.
Hey, no. Can we get pepperoni on it?
And the shot of the game is brought to you by Dave and Buster's, the place for you to watch all
the place for Stoner.
Your pro and college hoops action and the playoffs going on right now in the world of football. And no better place to catch all that than my favorite place in the whole wide world, Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. Make them your home for your game viewing experience, too, with flat screens as far as the eye can see. And in that amazing D&B Sports Lounge, 3 161-inch screens, 8 75-inch screens for the ultimate football viewing experience. And still football season specials going on during the games on Sunday, like their $5 appetizers, like the Huddle of Nachos, Spinach Dip, Mozzarella Sticks, $3.50 for their 22-ounce tappers, a Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Bud Light. And as always, you got the $1 million Midway with the latest and greatest in arcade games for your halftime enjoyment. And start thinking about booking your company's college basketball tourney watching party, graduation party, any kind of party, any size party. You can even do a Dave & Buster's takeover and rent out the whole place. Just call Ben at 414-454-0100. That's Ben at 414-454-0100. Let him and his awesome staff handle all the details, so all you have to do is eat, drink, play, and watch sports at Dave & Buster's, Wauwatosa, Highway 100, just south of North Avenue. Bucks win 104-95 over the Wizards. They're now 23-20 on the season. Give us your midterm grade at 414-799-1250 with the Milwaukee Bucks pick and save postgame show.
Two defenders there. Ball batted around loose. Who wants it? Oh, my goodness. Giannis hikes it to Chris Middleton.
An all-pro center. It's the only way you can get it there.
Amazing.
The highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. This is the Wendy's Big Show. Meets the Milwaukee Bucks pick and save postgame show. They knock off the Wizards today 104-95, their second win in the nation's capital this season, now sitting at 23-20 on the season. We'll take your thoughts on the win, also asking you to give us your midterm grade for these Milwaukee Bucks. 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan, and you can always use the talkback feature on the Fan app. You hit the button, leave us a 30-second voicemail, including who you are, where you're calling from. We play them back.
And don't swear
on the air. Well, I mean, you can swear.
Yeah.
You just won't get on the air. Let's go to Tony in Ashland, Wisconsin. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Tone?
Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm giving them a C plus, and that C plus is because of the acquisition of Eric Bledsoe. And I think over the next 2 weeks, these next four games, I think they're finally going to get over that four game above 500. And I hope they do it on the Nets night, because I'll be down there with my girlfriend and my son.
Nice.
But I got two questions. I think one of the things that can help the Bucks start taking off is, moving Middleton to the bench when Jabari comes back. Because I think he plays much better and more consistent with his scoring, not being in the starting lineup, if that makes sense. He'll be more of the focal point coming off the bench with the second unit, and he'll still get his 15-plus shots a game. So with that being said, when does Jabari start practicing with the team? And I'm really kind of hoping that he's down there against Nets when we come down.
All right, good deal.
Well, he's been practicing with the team,
and
he's been running
and impressing
with those guys, yeah,
and impressing his teammates along the way.
I don't know if that's such a horrible idea, what he brought up with Middleton possibly going to the bench, guys. Especially
Brogdon had to take the back seat,
mm-hmm. And it also then opens you back up to putting Tony Snell in a little bit more of a familiar role where he was being the 3-point guy in that lineup, where he's able to space the floor, take advantage of that three at the top of the arc that he really likes. I think that really would open things up and the scoring on the second unit would be far better. And as these guys have talked about, I think, Tim, when you were talking about Malcolm, he pointed out, hey, it doesn't matter who starts it. It matters who's finishing it.
Yeah.
And Middleton would be in there to finish it.
Yeah, and these guys got – well, that's what makes a team better is the more you get those names, and Middleton would be a name. Brogdon quickly becoming a name, coming off the bench, and not being your frontline guys, being your second-tier guys. That's where the Bucks need to get.
There's
to.
One more guy on that bench that I also think can really, really contribute, and they've started getting him a little bit more run, and that's Sterling Brown. The guy's the brother of Shannon Brown, who won multiple NBA championships. And we talk about the pedigree of players in sports and how guys that have had siblings that go to the league, I mean, bring up the Watt brothers.
Yeah.
They know what it takes. Yeah. That dude knows what it takes to be a role player in this team. And another 4-year college guy that had a really, really good, strong career, learned how to play the game the right way. Maybe that's how the team's going to start going in their drafting format, because you would think you'd start drafting later on and later on. If you can get those guys that know how to play the game and fit into a role, that might just continue to build the roster from inside out.
I'm just wondering if the organization is content with most of these midterm grades are around the CC+ range. I'm just wondering if you were to get the honesty out of the Bucks organization, if they feel that, yeah, that's about where we should be.
If that's where they thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
Got a tweet here from good old KS. He says, Vegas odds had the Bucks projected to win 47.5 games this season.
Ooh, so that's under.
He says, they're on pace to finish a few games short of that, so yep. I'd give them a C-. But they're a few games short of that, minus Jabari Parker. If they're going to get to 47 wins, I was doing the math while you guys were talking, they would go 24-15 for the rest of the way.
Ooh, man, I don't know.
And when is that counting in that Jabari would come back?
What do you mean? Yeah, that would be factoring in a return from Jabari somewhere along the way.
Oh, okay, from now on.
Yeah,
okay.
Between now and the end of the season, they get Jabari back and they go 24-50 in the rest of the way.
Last year, didn't they make a big run later on in February into March?
Yeah. Yep.
Where they started rattling off those wins consecutively, and once again, that was without Jabari. So it will be interesting to see how he fits into the scheme and how they kind of nurse him along.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if they got to 47 wins.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Lighter
schedule. It is going to take a boost in consistency on the offensive end.
Let's get in Artie and Cudahy. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Artie?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Really quick thoughts here. I give them a C, and I know that's what everybody's giving them, so I'm not saying anything that's crazy different, but a C for me is not good because you have Giannis. That's just not good. I actually would use the word unacceptable. I am excited for when Parker gets back, and if I had to give Kid one excuse, I don't know if you guys agree with this, like, let's see what Kid does with a complete deck. Parker's not going to be healthy. So, I mean, there's a lot of high expectations from him. I heard he's been practicing well. He's been doing 360 dunks. That sounds great. But whether or not he develops is another thing. He might be good, but can he develop? Because that's where I tend to disagree with something said by Bucks fans. Everybody's praising Kid for developing Giannis. So, all right. Touche, there's a whole staff there that's probably developing him. But Thon is clearly struggling. So is it Kid's fault that Thon's not developing them too? What do you guys think?
That's a good point.
Maybe. I mean, he's going to have to put some weight on Thon Maker. I mean, that's for sure. But again, are they relying on Thon Maker at this point? I mean, like right now, are they relying on him?
Well, they're expecting him to be a little bit more aggressive, I think, than he has been.
Well, did he not get some minutes in the playoffs last year, and everyone was excited about it?
Big time minutes. I do also think with Thon, there's just such a different maturity that's going to have to go on with him. You pointed out the weight thing, and John Henson said it, Rami, on this show to you guys, where his comfortable weight is right around 235.
Where he is right now.
Okay. And for Thon to really develop into his own body,
seems like 135.
He might have to get too big at some point and realize what is the right weight for his body to be able to play the game that he wants to.
I think he's still at a point right now in terms of his physical development that it's hard for him to put on and keep on
big
weight.
Time.
I mean, you look at it's not hard to find. The regimen in terms of his diet and his workout has been published 3, 4, 5 times at least that I've seen, and the dude is trying to put on weight. And for us normal human beings,
That sound- if I ate what he ate, I would be 700 pounds.
He's constantly, from the time he wakes up to the time he goes to sleep,
right.
He's working out, or he's practicing, or he's eating. He's essentially doing mm-hmm. one of those three things.
It's like I have a twin.
Except for the working out part. But, yeah, but he's doing what he has to do to put on the weight. I just think it's almost a physical impossibility for him right now. It'll come, though. There'll come a time where his metabolism slows down and he's able to put on a few pounds. I just think he can't right now. I think it's damn near impossible.
This doesn't seem like, you know, the excitement is there like it was late last year for Maker.
But I think it'll be back.
That also, Tim, you know, that ebbs and flows with a long season.
Right.
A lot of people still are just starting to tune into the Bucks. We're seeing it the same way, not to change sports, but over at the Admirals. When we're at games, now, you know, the crowds are starting to get to 7,000 and 8,000 a night because people are realizing, well, the Packers aren't playing.
That's true.
The Brewers are 3.5 months away. What are we going to do for the next 3 months while we get ready for summer? And that's when basketball and hockey also become a much stronger point of mind. So I think if you start rolling now and the team has kept themselves in it, you're three games over 500, you keep yourself right around that striking distance to make a run where you put yourself 8 or 9 games over, that's when I think the excitement is also going to come, Robbie, later on in March.
Can we call Sparky then? Should we call him?
You want to call him?
Yeah. Just
get his midterm grade?
Yeah.
We can do that.
I think listeners would want to hear show. That.
I can't make him answer, but we can call him. We can call him for sure, but first we got to take care of this.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game. Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 6 junior college sports. Learn more at bcsbobcats.com.
Again, Baby Tosh was sort of our eyes and ears on the game as Tim and I were hosting the Wendy's Big Show, looking at the box score and going based on your description earlier.
X-Factor.
Giannis is the guy, but the X-Factor in this game for me would probably be Eric Bledsoe,
mm-hmm.
second leading scorer with 23 points, including, from the way you described it, some clutch shots when things got tight between the Bucks and the Wizards.
Yeah, and some really, really good defense guys on John Wall. He had 22 in the first half, only 5 in the second half when the Bucks were really able to run away and get ahead and then make the Wizards play catch-up. In the first half, the Bucks were kind of playing catch-up. They jumped out after a 3, I believe, from Beal to start off the game. The Bucks go on a 10-0 run, and to start out the second half, the Wizards go on a 9-0 run. So they were playing catch-up the whole time, and Bledsoe was a big factor in kind of shutting down Wall and making the other guys on that team beat him.
Is it me, or do they seem to struggle early third quarter?
Yeah, they do. Coming out of the gates, I would agree.
Out of but halftime, it seems like they struggle.
I do wonder if that's the youth excuse or if that is more just recency bias and our bias towards seeing the team every night. But I agree, they have in multiple years struggled coming out of the second half.
Yeah, I don't know if, I don't follow it as much as Brewers baseball, but it just seems like coming out of the halftime, it's like, get your act together here, guys. Come on.
Bucks win 104-95 over the Wizards on a Martin Luther King Day matinee. We're asking you for your thoughts, A, on the win, but also your midterm grade for this Packers team after we passed the midway point of the season over the weekend. 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM. The Fan. We'll see if we can get a hold of Sparky for his midterm grade as well when we return with the Wendy's Big Show / Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Sports Flash right now.
From the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Mike Clemens. Masters East, Waukesha, the largest leisure retailer in Wisconsin, ringing the new year with great deals. Over $1 million of inventory at Masters East Waukesha, online at MastersEase.com. First on the Fan, the Bucks get a win today in the nation's capital on MLK Day, 102-95 over the Wizards. But as Tim just pointed out, Jason Kidd had his problems with the Bucks' performance at the start of the second half.
That start of the third quarter was a little shaky. It looked like we're back in Miami. We had some turnovers. We weren't getting shots, but I thought the guys, again, learning from our mistakes and being able to capitalize on that and understanding when we do get shots, good things happen.
The Bucks with 11-point lead in the third quarter. Washington closed. The Bucks pulled away in the final 2 minutes. Giannis, 27 points, 20 rebounds, 6 assists. Bledsoe, 23. Middleton with 19 points. In Chicago, the Bulls hosting the Heat this afternoon. That game continues right now. Let's see, it's the Heat with the Bulls beating the Heat 103-97 right now. 4 minutes left to play with that one in Chicago. In the National Football League, Packers defensive back Demaryius Randle undergoing surgery today for a hand injury to repair a bone. He played through it through the entire season. New York Giants offering the head coaching job to Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. Titans, they're looking for a new head coach. Mike Mularkey, gone after three seasons this morning. Tennessee trying to make a run at Patriots Josh McDaniels, but he's likely to end up as the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Baseball, Andrew McCutchen leaving the Pirates for the San Francisco Giants, and the Brewers signing a first baseman, G-Man Choi, a left-handed batter who's been with the Yankees and Angels farm systems. He's been offered a minor league contract with an invite to the Brewers spring training. I'm Mike Clemens, Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Game show. Now it's time to pick the ruler of the backboard. Brought to you by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, loaded with a half pound of Wisconsin cheese. It truly is the ruler of pizza.
It is time for ruler of the board here on the Wendy's Big Show meets the Milwaukee Bucks pick and save postgame show. I'm Robbie Maklof. There is Tim Allen.
Hey.
And Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt.
Brewer fans, David Stearns, general manager of the Brewers, coming up a little after the top of the hour here.
Nice.
So just in
5:05.
Minutes. And then an hour from there, we have Hot Stove Weekly talking some Brewers baseball, and we'll lead things off with Brewers center fielder Lewis Brinson at 6:05.
We're going to try to stir up some controversy. We talked to Brett Phillips last week, and he said that he was going to be the starting center fielder, right? So we're going to say that to Lewis Brinson and see what his old roommate thinks about that.
If you want your question asked to David Stearns, if you have a question you'd like asked to David Stearns, tweet it at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag AskStearns, and we'll ask it to the Brewers GM.
Tweet you right now.
When he joins us on the Big Show at 5:05.
And also,
you are not eligible.
Programming note.
That's not fair.
Tim and Taos in the morning is this Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, yep.
Yep.
Why do you guys got to troll Chuck and Winkler with the title of your podcast?
You get, what do you mean?
Nobody assigns a time of day to their podcast.
Well, we do.
Because it doesn't air at a certain time of day.
It goes on the internet at
it goes
a
on in
time.
The morning. I understand that.
Yep.
I it's a fun listen.
On the docket here this week on the podcast, Smell in the Studio.
Okay.
And Holidays.
The way I describe the Tim and Tausch in the Morning podcast is it's the cool kids.
One word.
Out in the yard smoking cigarettes.
This is Troublemaker. It's written all over.
Right, exactly.
Troublemaker.
Yeah, they're the kids. They're cool kids out in the yard smoking
honesty.
And talking about who they want to beat up.
I just call it honesty. Uh-huh. That's the one word.
Oh, we had Sparky on hold for a second.
We did?
Yeah, I think once we mentioned the podcast.
Wait a second.
Right
we
off.
Did?
Right off.
Yeah, we did. We're asking you, if you want to react to the 104-95 win over the Wizards, we'll take your calls at 414-799-1250.
Man, he's a grown-ass man. He doesn't have time for all
but
that.
But also want your midterm grades for the Bucks as they pass the midway point of the season over the weekend. You can also tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan. Let's go to Rick. He's in Oakfield. Now he's on the Pick and Save postgame show. What's up, Rick?
Yeah, I got a comment, and I have a suggestion, okay, what to do with that offense.
All right, what's your suggestion?
What do you got, okay. Rick?
Now, first of all, I am not happy with Tom Maker at all. He's really underachieved, and I thought he's really taking a step backward. And that way, that means I give the bench a D. Okay, because he can't hold these. They have to bring the players back, and all of a sudden, it's a tight game again.
Okay.
Okay. Now, second thing.
Okay.
Justin implement an offensive scheme.
Okay.
How would you feel about this one? Do you remember the Bulls? Okay. They
yeah.
Triangle offense. They
okay.
Jordan, Kerr, and Pippen.
Okay.
They ran that triangle offense to perfection. Now, my suggestion is the Bucks implement that. Run Giannis.
Okay. Pippen,
and Bledsoe. Because there's too much one on one. They dribble too much. Maybe that will stop them from doing that and deal with people outside shooting better.
Okay,
that's true.
And a better flow of offense.
I got you, Rick. I got you.
Yeah, but I would disagree with that in the sense of you see too much dribbling in every NBA game. That's the game, man. It's 5-on-5, and a lot of times it's 1-on-1. That's how basketball is played at this level and in this generation. All day long, That's, I think, one of the beauties of basketball is you don't have to have, when a kid's learning how to play baseball and perfecting his skills at baseball, yeah, you can hit the net and you can hit off the tee and you can do drill work by yourself. But to be able to get the in-game experience playing, you know, you need 9 or 10 guys and everyone needs a glove and you just need you and a rim or you and your buddy. And you can become a really, really good basketball player learning how to beat a guy one-on-one because a lot of times that's how the matchup goes. So I think if you don't like the isolation game, then you just don't like the NBA at this point because that's what it is now. There's not as much passing. There's going to be drive and kick. You see Bledsoe and Brogdon are two of the best that I've seen at it in today's NBA. But it's all isolation. Mm-hmm. Even the Warriors, who are the best team at swinging the ball around, Steph Curry's also still going isolation 30% of the time.
We didn't get Rick's midterm grade.
No, we did not.
No.
I haven't given you my midterm grade.
Said Thon Maker took a step back.
I said Tom Maker.
I don't think Tosh has given you his midterm grade.
No, what are they?
Let's go to Jason on the east side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show / Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Post Game Show. What up, Jay?
What's up, guys? I say C- is their midterm grade, and all I got to say is one number, 107.3. That's how much they're giving up per game. In order for them to get 50 wins this year, they're going to have to win about 30% of their remaining games.
Yep.
There's not one team besides the LeBron team that's giving up that much points that can even come close to 50 wins. And so until they figure out their defense has slowly been going down every year since Jay Kidd first took over the Bucks. It was under 100 points per game. It's steadily gone down every year since then. Until they figure out, I don't care what Jabari's not a defensive player.
No, he's not.
Until you figure that out, you are continuing to be a 500 team, and that's it.
Appreciate the call. I don't think that's the case. Jabari Parker isn't a very good defender, and he's not going to get much better. I've seen some improvement in his defense since he's gotten to the NBA, but I don't think there's much room between where Jabari is now and his ceiling defensively. But saying that until you figure that out, you're going to be nothing more than a 500 team. Dude, the Cavs don't play that great of defense.
No.
Are they a 500 team? There are a lot of teams around the NBA.
Do the Warriors play a lot of defense?
Their defense is actually underrated.
What about the Rockets?
No.
The Thunder?
No.
Let's see. The only top team, Rami, that you brought up is probably Boston.
Right.
They're the only team that's going to beat you with defense.
Well, is that effort or is that scheme?
Defense.
I love that question.
Defense. A lot of what goes into defense is effort, mm-hmm, and want to. Every coach designs a scheme that works. They wouldn't design it otherwise. You know what I mean?
Well, now, ask Dom Capers.
The knock. I have thoughts on Dom Capers, but that's okay for another time and another day. The knock on Jason Kidd's defense, and it's a fair one. It's a criticism that Sparky often has had of Jason Kidd's defense when he's normally hosting this show that you're listening to right now, and that's that it requires so much effort that it's almost impossible to play that style of defense night in and night out. When they do have the effort and the energy it takes to do it, it works. I mean, it's that simple. It works. But it's that quote-unquote hair-on-fire defense, and to play that night in and night out for 82 games is almost impossible to ask of a human being.
I love that. You bring in 2 years ago in free agency, a year and a half ago, whatever you want to say, you bring in who was arguably the best perimeter defender on the free agent market in Matthew Dellavedova. Why was he one of the best perimeter defenders in basketball? Because he works his tail off. And the contrary to that, for 82 games, Deli did that in the finals, made himself some money, and his body legitimately gave up on him. He had to go get IVs put into him after two of the finals games because he was working his body to a point where it was physically completely exhausted. To play defense night in and night out, Tim, it's so much effort that why not just outscore people?
I mean,
why not do it?
Yeah, people talking about other sports. Basketball players, man, they are running all
it's
the
crazy.
Time.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is nuts. So what's your grade?
My grade, I'd give them a B-, C+. They're right about where I expected them to be at this point
so
in the season.
So no higher than a B- and no lower than a C-.
And Sparky texted me his grade. He gives them a C.
Why did he hang up?
I don't know, man. He didn't say that. He just he texted me, what do you want? So he's obviously not listening to the show. And then I said, we want your midterm grade for the Bucks. And he said, oh, I give him a C. And that
nice.
was the end of our exchange.
Thank Boom.
Yeah.
All right. That was cool.
Yep. Baby Tosh, what's your grade?
Yeah, I'm not going to deviate from the mean. I'd probably say a C, but there's a couple of things that you've started to kind of find who they're going to be. They're going to have to outscore people, and they're not going to be able to out-rebound anybody. They're probably going to be beaten 6 or 7 or 8 in the rebounding category every single night. But if you can make up for that being a top 5 team in blocks and a top 10 team in steals, you're in pretty good shape. When you traded Monroe for Bledsoe, you knew that you were going to have to change the way you play. And Monroe in the playoffs, I think, was really valuable because he gave you another way of scoring. When you have a low post guy like that, it changes the way that you can play offense because you can beat people in multiple ways. You're just going to have to run and gun, play a lot of good perimeter defense, and try to get a couple of lucky bounces, where I do think that they can go on a run in that style later on here in the season and still finish 7 or 8 games over 500 and in the 5 or 6 seed.
We'll hear what Jason Kidd thinks of his team at the halfway point and get you your MVB. So you can call into Chuck and Winkler with that and try to win some free chilies. That's all coming up next right here on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show meets
Pick and Save Postgame Show. Let's hear from the Bucks head coach. It's time for the Coach's Corner. Sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And the Bucks win today. They knock off the Wizards 104-95, the final in Washington, D.C. And here is head coach Jason Kidd immediately after the game, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Yeah, I thought the guys showed a lot of character playing 2 afternoon games, understanding Washington's a very talented team, can put a lot of points on the board in a hurry. And I thought the guys showed a lot of heart to stay together no matter calls, turnovers, missed shots. They still played. And coming down the stretch, we went through Giannis, but I thought Bled did a great job of running the offense. But our defense gave us a chance to win this afternoon.
Coach, did they take your advice and keep shooting? In that third quarter, they came out, hit a lot of threes, and as you said, eventually they will fall.
Yeah, you got to keep shooting. The shooters have to keep shooting. Got to believe that the next one's going in. I thought, again, that started that third quarter was a little shaky. It looked like we're back in Miami. We had some turnovers. We weren't getting shots, but I thought the guys, again, learning from our mistakes yesterday and being able to capitalize on that and understanding when we do get shots, good things happen. And then playing defense, I thought, again, rebounding ball. Giannis has a 20-20 game, and just shows, you know, he's going to do everything to put his team in a position to win, and he did that this afternoon.
When it comes to Chris, he said yesterday that he just needed to get to his spots more and stop settling for as many threes. What did you see out of him in the way he managed the game today?
Yeah, I thought he took the shots that presented themselves when they were open, and then, again, trying to, you know, get the ball in the paint. I thought he was driving the ball extremely well. He had some great looks that went down. There were some looks that didn't go down, but he kept shooting the ball, and that's just who he is. We all believe that the next one's going to go in.
Yeah, what does it say about your defense when you come up with 14 steals and you force them into 24 turnovers?
I thought we were active. Understanding, again, yesterday we were the opposite. And so understand when we can get deflections and steals, we can get out and run with the best of them. And then also being able to, you know, not have to worry about rebounding the ball when we get deflections and steals. And understanding, again, guys, those starters played a lot of minutes this afternoon, and they did a really good job of, trusting each other with the ball and then trusting each other on the defensive end.
That play where Giannis kind of hiked it straight to Milton, having right in front of you. Do you say anything to him about that play, or turn the timeout right afterwards?
No, that was a heck of a play by one of the best players in the world to be able to do that, to understand where his teammates are on the floor, and the response, that fast of hiking the ball to Chris just shows how good he really is.
How much can a win like today, coming off of yesterday, how much can that help to kind of, turn things around and get guys, into the right habits, especially saying that they played just so much better effort-wise today?
Yeah, it's one of the hardest things in this league to do is to be consistent, and we're struggling with that, and hopefully this can help us get to that point of being consistent on both ends, offensively and defensively.
Hey, Bucks fans. Let's get tonight's Chili's MVB. Be the first to know this standout player tomorrow morning at 8:35 during Chuck and Winkler to win free food from Chili's. Chili's, famous for burgers, ribs, fajitas, and margaritas.
I don't know if Sparky like tries to change it up and be different with his
we're
MVPs,
going to.
Or if he just gives it to Giannis every night because it can be Giannis.
He always says that he could just give it to Giannis every day.
So we're not going to give it to Giannis.
No, you have to.
We're going
to
give it to Talley.
27 points, 20 rebounds.
First time in his career, he's gone for 20
Come
and 20.
On. Let's
no,
give
it's
it to Talley Hughes.
No, it's
Bart
Giannis.
Will be happy with that.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is your Chili's MVP. Chuck and Winkler will ask you for the Chili's MVP tomorrow morning. Be the first to call in with that name, and you get some free food to Chili's.
They take calls on that show?
Let's talk some Brewers baseball.
You want to?
Yeah.
Would you like to do it with the GM of the Milwaukee Brewers?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.